Just then, Beelzebub was handed a Lightuchan brush, and when he had finished listening to its contents, he turned again to Hasin and said, "I think, my boy, that you will be able to have a clearer representation and understanding of the strangeness of the psyche of these three brain beings who please you and who arise on the planet Earth, if I explain to you in somewhat greater detail the causes of the disharmony in both these fundamental functionings in the common presence of these American three-brain beings. For convenience of exposition, I shall explain separately the causes of the disharmony in each of these fundamental functionings, and I shall begin with the causes of the disharmony in the functioning of the transformation of their first being food, or, as they themselves would say, the causes of the spoiling of their stomachs. The disharmony of this functioning has several specific causes, comprehensible even to the normal reason of ordinary three-brain beings. But the most important is that from the very beginning of the formation of their community, they gradually got accustomed, owing to all kinds of surrounding conditions and influences, proceeding from an authority abnormally established by itself, never to consume as their first being food anything fresh whatsoever, but to make use exclusively of products that are already in a state of decomposition. At the present time, the beings of this group almost never consume for their first being food any edible product which still retains all those active elements put into it by great nature herself, and which are indispensable requisites for the normal existence of all beings. But they preserve, freeze, and essensify beforehand all these products of theirs, and only use them when most of the active elements required for normal existence have already been volatilized out of them. And this abnormality appeared in the ordinary process of being existence of the three brain beings of this group and continues to spread and to be fixed everywhere among your favorites, owing to the fact that when the three brain beings of your planet ceased to actualize the being efforts indispensable for them, they gradually lost the possibility of crystallizing in their common presence those being data which would enable them, even in the absence of guidance from any true directing knowledge, to sense instinctively the harmfulness for themselves of one or another of their manifestations. And if only a few of these unfortunate Americans possessed this instinct proper to three-brain beings, they could, thanks merely to accidental being associations and confrontations, first become aware themselves and later inform all the others that as soon as the prime connection between any product used as first being food and great nature is severed, then even if this product is kept completely isolated, that is to say, hermetically sealed, frozen, or essensified, it must, like everything else in the universe, solely by the action of time, change and decompose according to the same principle and in the same order in which it was formed. In this connection, you should know that the active elements from which all cosmic formations are constituted by nature, both those subject to transformation through the tetartocosmoses in the products used for the first food of beings, and also those from which all other completely spiritualized and half-spiritualized arisings are formed, are obliged, as soon as the corresponding time arrives, in whatever conditions they may be found, to separate in a certain order from those masses in which they were fused during the trogo-auto-egocratic process. And the same, of course, is true for those products so dear to the American beings, which they preserve in what are called hermetically sealed cans. No matter how hermetically these cans of products may be sealed, as soon as the time of disintegration arrives, the constituent active elements infallibly begin to separate from the whole mass. And these active elements, thus separated from the whole mass, usually group themselves according to their origin, either in the form of drops or of small bubbles that dissolve instantly when the cans are opened for the consumption of these products, and volatilizing into space are dispersed to their corresponding places. Of course, the beings of this continent do sometimes consume fresh fruits, but these fruits of theirs can hardly be called fruits. They are simply, as our dear teacher would say, freaks. Thanks to their wiseacring with the fruit trees that exist in abundance on this continent, various scientists of new formation have succeeded, little by little, in making these American fruits at the present time just a feast for the eye and no longer a form of being nourishment. The fruits there have been cultivated in such a way that by the time they are ripe, they contain scarcely anything destined by great nature for consumption by beings for their normal being existence. These scientists of new formation are, of course, very far from suspecting that when any surplanetary formation is artificially grafted or manipulated in any such fashion, it is reduced to a state defined by objective science as ab zoe zomosa, in which it absorbs from its surrounding medium cosmic substances useful only for the coating of what is called its automatically reproducing subjective presence. Indeed, from the very beginning of this most recent contemporary civilization of theirs, it somehow happened that the beings of all the innumerable separate groups there adopted only one of the seven aspects of the fundamental commandment given to three-brain beings from above, namely, to strive to acquire inner and outer purity. And this single aspect, which in a distorted form they made their ideal, is conveyed in the following words. Help everything around you, both the animate and the inanimate, to acquire a beautiful appearance. Especially in the last two centuries there, they have striven to achieve this beautiful appearance, but of course, only for those various external objects which in the given period chanced to become, as they expressed it, fashionable. During this period, it has been of no concern to them whether any external object had any substance whatsoever in itself. What was important was that it should have what they call a striking appearance. I must say, my boy, as regards the achievements of the contemporary beings of this continent in enhancing the external beauty of these fruits of theirs, that nowhere on the other continents of the same planet, or even on the other planets of that solar system, have I seen fruit so beautiful in appearance as that of the present time on this continent of America. On the other hand, as regards the inner substance of this fruit, one can only have recourse to that favorite expression of our dear teacher, the greatest of all blessings for man is the action of castor oil. And to what heights they have carried their skill in making their famous preserves out of these fruits, neither tongue can tell nor pen describe. You have to see them for yourself to experience in your common presence the degree of rapture to which you are carried at the sight of the external beauty of these American fruit preserves. Walking down the main streets of the cities of this continent, especially the city of New York, and seeing the display in any fruit store, It is hard to say at once just what it is your eyes behold. Is it an exhibition of paintings by futurists of the city of Berlin on the continent of Europe? Or is it a display in the famous perfumery shops for foreigners in the world capital, the city of Paris? Only after a while, when you have finally managed to take in the decorative details of these displays and somehow come to your senses again, can you clearly recognize how much greater variety there is in the color and shape of the jars and bottles in these American displays of fruit preserves than in the displays on the continent of Europe. And this variety of color and shape is evidently due to the fact that in the common psyche of the beings of this new group, the combination resulting from the mixture of formerly independent races happens to correspond more completely to a better perception and wider understanding of the meaning of the prodigious benefits produced by the reason both of the beings of the contemporary community of Germany with respect to the chemical substances they have invented, called aniline and alizarine, and of the beings of the community of France as regards perfumery. When I myself first saw one of these displays, I could not refrain from entering the shop and buying about 40 jars of all shapes, containing fruit preserves of every shade of color. I bought them to please the beings who accompanied me and who came from the continents of Asia and Europe, where such strikingly beautiful fruit did not as yet exist. And indeed, when I brought my purchases home and distributed them, these beings were at first no less astonished and delighted by their appearance than I had been. But when they consumed them for their first being food, all I needed was to see them wince and change color to understand the effect of these fruits upon the organism of beings. The situation is still worse on that continent as regards the product, which for them, as well as for almost all three-brained beings of the universe, is the most important first being food. That is, the product called prosphora, which they themselves name bread. Before describing the fate of this American bread, I must tell you that this part of the terra firma of your planet, called North and South America, was formed as a result of various accidental combinations, ensuing on the one hand from the second great cataclysm not according to law, which befell that ill-fated planet, and on the other hand, from the position occupied by this terra firma in the process of the common system movement, with a layer of what is called soil that was and still is very suitable for the production of that divine grain of which prosphora is made. The soil surface of these continents, if utilized consciously, is capable of yielding in a single what is called good season, the fullness of one complete process of the sacred heptaparaparshanah. In other words, a 49-fold harvest. And even by a semi-conscious use of the soil, as is now the case, the yield of this divine grain is considerably more abundant than on the other continents. Well then, my boy, when the beings of that continent, thanks to various fortuitous circumstances, had become the happy possessors of large amounts of what have become for the strange psyche of your contemporary favorites, the objects of their dreams, and which everywhere are called dollars, then, as is usual for them, in the being picturings of the beings of all other continents, they acquired what is called a sense of superiority. And as a result of this, as is also usual for them, they began to wiseacre to achieve that contemporary ideal I spoke of. And they also wiseacred with all their might with this divine grain from which Prospera is made. They employed every possible means to, so to say, deform this divine grain in order to give its product a beautiful and striking appearance. For this purpose, they invented all sorts of machines by means of which they scrape, comb, smooth, and polish this wheat that has the misfortune to arise on their continent, until they bring about the complete destruction of all those active elements concentrated on the surface of the grain just underneath what is called the husk, and which are precisely what great nature designed for renewing in the common presence of three brain beings what they have expended in worthily serving her. Hence it is, my boy, that the prospera, or bread, made from the wheat that arises in such abundance on this continent, now contains nothing useful for the beings who consume it. And from its consumption, there is produced in their presences nothing but noxious gases and what are called there intestinal worms. However, it must be remarked in all fairness that if they get nothing from this wheat for serving great nature better or more consciously, at least by producing these worms in themselves, they unconsciously greatly assist their planet in honorable service to the most great common cosmic Trogo Auto Ego crowd. For are not these worms also beings through whom cosmic substances are also transformed? At any rate, the beings breeding on this continent have already achieved by their wiseacrings with this bread what they so greatly desired and strove so earnestly to obtain, which is that the beings of all other continents should never fail to say of them, as in this case, something like the following. Astonishingly smart fellows, these Americans. Even their bread is extraordinary. So superb, so white, just marvelous, really the splendor of splendors of modern civilization. But that this maltreatment of the wheat renders their bread worthless and furthermore constitutes another of the innumerable factors in the spoiling of their stomachs, what does it matter to them? Are they not in the front rank of what is called European civilization? The most curious thing of all is that in their naivete, they give that which is the best and most useful of what nature has formed for their normal existence in this divine grain to their pigs, or simply burn it, while they themselves consume only that substance formed by nature for connecting and maintaining those same active elements, which are localized chiefly, as I have already said, just under the husk of the grain. Another rather important factor in the disharmonizing of the digestive function of these unfortunate American three-brained beings is the system they have recently invented for the elimination from themselves of the waste residue of their first being food. That is to say, the comfortable seats of what are called their water closets. Not only is this maleficent invention still one of the chief factors in the disharmony now proceeding in them, and in almost all the beings of other continents, who, by the way, have recently begun to imitate them zealously in all their ingenious methods of assisting their transformatory functioning, but it provides your favorites, who are now striving once again to fulfill even this inevitable being function with the greatest possible sensation of pleasant tranquility, with a new incentive for devoted service to their God, self-calming, which, as I have already said more than once, was and still is the principal evil engendering and evoking in them all the abnormalities of their psyche as well as of their ordinary being existence. A good example, as luminous as an American billboard, for your being representation of the extraordinary perspectives opened for the future by this invention of theirs is provided by the following. Certain of these contemporary American beings, who, of course, by accident, have acquired a large quantity of their famous dollars, now install beside their water closets with comfortable seats various accessories, such as a small table, a telephone, and what is called a radiographic apparatus, so that while sitting there comfortably, they may carry on their correspondence, talk on the telephone with their acquaintances about all their dollar businesses, quietly read the newspapers which have become indispensable to them, or finally listen to the musical compositions of various chasnamuses, which as soon as they become fashionable, every American businessman is bound to know. The greatest evil of this American invention, from the standpoint of the disharmony in the digestive functioning of all the contemporary three-brain beings of your planet, is due to the following causes. In former times, when more or less normal data for engendering objective reason were still crystallized in the common presence of your favorites, and they could reflect for themselves, or at least understand, when other similar and already well-informed beings explained the subject to them, they assumed the posture required for this function.